Let me ask you something. Have you ever continued doing something long after the original reason for doing it quietly disappeared? Not because anything went wrong, and not because you suddenly failed or lost momentum, but simply because the motion kept going and you never stopped long enough to ask yourself whether the meaning underneath it was still there. What if that happened to something important in your life? What if you woke up one day and realized that you had not forgotten the work or the routine or the identity attached to it, but you had somehow forgotten the reason you began in the first place? This is Echoes from the Peak. It would not happen in a dramatic way. There would be no sudden realization, no moment where everything collapsed and forced you to confront it. The shift would be quiet, gradual, almost invisible while it was happening. You would keep moving. You would keep building, performing at the level that people expect from you. In fact, from the outside, it might look like you're doing better than ever. The results would still show up. The structure would still be in place and function. And the people around you would still see the same version of you they have always relied on. But something inside would feel slightly different. You would have wins that just did not land the way they used to. Achievements that once would have energized you might now feel strangely neutral. You would check off milestones that early in your life would have meant everything to you. And yet now, they would feel more like confirmations that the system is still running, rather than the moments that actually mean something. Now, at first, you might dismiss the feeling. I mean, everyone goes through phases where the excitement fades. You might assume that you're simply tired. You need a break. Maybe you've been working too hard for far too long. But the feeling would remain. And slowly, you would begin to notice that your relationship with the work itself has changed. Look, you still do it well, and you understand it. And you still carry the responsibility that comes with all of it. But the emotional current that once ran beneath it has weakened. And you cannot quite explain when that happened. Because the structure of your life, well, it still looks the same. Your role still exists, the business exists, expectations exist. The identity you built around those things still holds together. If someone asks you what you do, you would probably answer without hesitation. If someone asked whether you are committed, you would probably say yes. But if someone asked you why you started, the real answer might take longer to find. And that is the strange part about forgetting why. Nothing visible disappears. You don't lose the skills, and you're not going to lose the reputation. You don't lose the momentum that you have built over time. What does disappear is the origin, that quiet internal reason that once made the effort feel alive. And meaning is what gives effort its energy. When meaning fades, effort does not stop. It simply changes shape. It becomes maintenance instead of movement. Look, most people respond to that feeling by increasing intensity. They assume the problem is that they are not pushing hard enough. So, what do? We add new goals, new strategies, new metrics to chase. And we tell ourselves that we just need a different challenge or a fresh objective to reignite their motivation. Look, sometimes that works for a while. But sometimes the problem is not boredom. Sometimes it is drift. And drift does not announce itself. It doesn't arrive with alarms or warnings. It happens gradually as the original reason you began something slowly fades beneath layers of obligation, expectation, and momentum. You start by choosing something because it mattered to you. And over time, that choice becomes a responsibility. And that responsibility grows into an identity. And eventually, the identity begins to operate on its own momentum, whether or not the original meaning is still there. In that world, forgetting why would not be metaphorical. It would be literal. Now, you might sit across from someone who asks you a simple question. Why did you start this? And for the first time in years, you would realize that the honest answer is not easily available anymore. Look, it's not because you cannot produce a convincing explanation, but because the explanation you once carried with certainty has quietly dissolved. That moment be unsettling. Because it would reveal how much of your life has been held together by narrative. Look, we all carry stories about who we are and why we are doing what we're doing. And those stories help us endure difficulty. They help us justify sacrifice. They give coherence to long periods of effort where the outcome is still uncertain or invisible. But when the story disappears, the effort remains, but it feels different. Motion without meaning eventually becomes very heavy. Now, you might start noticing a quiet resentment toward the very things you once chose willingly. The responsibilities you once embraced might begin to feel like obligations you never really fully agreed to. The expectations people place on you might start to feel like constraints instead of recognition. That is when you realize that forgetting why does not just affect motivation, it affects identity. If the original reason for building something is gone, you are left with a harder question. Are you still choosing the life, or are you simply maintaining it? That question can be uncomfortable, because sometimes the honest answer reveals that you have continued moving in a direction long after the deeper reason for doing so stopped being true, but can also be very clarifying. Look, forgetting why doesn't necessarily mean that you're lost. Sometimes it simply means that you have been moving so quickly for so long that you have not given yourself the space to reconnect with origin. And sometimes, when you finally pause long enough to look at where you started, you discover something even more important. The reason you began may have changed. The version of you who started this journey may no longer be the same person sitting there today. What once motivated you might not carry the same meaning anymore. And that doesn't always mean something is wrong. It may simply mean you have grown. The real danger is not forgetting why you started. The real danger is refusing to ask whether the reason still belongs to you. Because if the story that once gave your work meaning disappears, you are given an opportunity most people avoid. You get to decide what the new story will be. That is today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If the reason you started disappeared tomorrow, what would you still choose to keep building simply because it still feels true? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.